Well, Neil, Cedric Mayne, you gave him a big hug. You seemed particularly pleased about him finding the net.
Yeah, just prior to that, James, we tactically changed it. Charlie Hedges went to the 10, Cedric came out left, and a minute later he's comes from the left and he gets equalising goal. But I thought that was about our performance today. I thought we were excellent. I thought we dominated the football. We had created a great deal of chances first half, came out second half, and apart from Dan Laverkan making a save and four or five corners at the end, which they should get being the home side, I thought we gave a really good account of ourselves today. And, you know, job's not done, it's half time, isn't it? You know, there's no point coming all the way up here, clapping the fans at the end of 90 minutes and then not finishing the job off on Tuesday. But it'd be a tough game. But either a good side and they play to the strengths, and we had to be at our best today to get some out of it.
Certainly, I mean, I looked at you at the final whistle, and there was a little bit of disappointment in you, in your demeanour.
That's what I thought. On the balance of play, and, you know, Tim was telling me the stats at half time, and kind of some of the opportunities that we created, we should have won the game or could have won the game. You know, I'm not saying their keepers made save after save, but I think when you dominate the football as much as that, it just comes down to that final decision in the final third. And I thought at times, especially in the second half, we were sloppy. You know, there were times that we've got full-backs overlapping or wingers and we just haven't picked the right ball out. But we did well to get in there. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. You know, disappointed for the groundsman, Jimmy. He's put a lot of work in. He thought he had a couple of days off next week, so he hasn't. He's back in the prep in the pitch. So, you know, that's for Jimmy.
The defence, really resolute. Aaron Morris and Drew Baker all the time developing understanding.
I thought, you know, as a back five, building on from what we did the other night with Lava coming behind and like Morris and Baker, and I know we've rotated it with Jones going in there, but he's probably found the more natural position in the centre midfield. Fullbacks in Donners and Dodd, you know, bouncing forward, it gives you a good platform. But what it does give you is when them fullbacks can break forward, they've got the pace to get back in as well. And we do a lot of work on our backline shape. I thought we caught them offside a couple of times in the first half, but we know that we pose threats. You know, they overloaded it in the first half, you know, with the wide men and tried to get the runners in. So we needed to change it slightly at half-time. But, you know, listen, we're still in the hat. We're still in the hat.
With a game like this against a team from the North East, obviously, what's the preparation like from your perspective? Someone come up and see them? Do you just rely on videos? Or what's the synopsis of how you would deal with a game like this?
So I've got a friend who lives here. He sent me everything that I need to know, similar to what he did at South Shields. We've had two recordings of them. We've seen the highlights. We know all about key individuals like Robbie Dale, etc., but we needed to know how they play. And, you know, they have a game plan. I'm not going to say typical National League North football, but it's a strength on set pieces and going back to front quickly. So we've got to, like you just said, the word resolute. And it's a different style of football than we play, but it lends itself to a good game of football. And we knew, you know, if we didn't press high from the front, they hit the diagonal, Robbie Dale wins the first one, then they have runs from the midfield, and they cause three or four times by doing it. But, you know, when you press as high as we do and you work as hard as we do, you need to at times turn to the bench. I did it against Bamber Bridge the other night, where you sacrifice a, you know, an Ennison, a Warwick, and you bring on a Linnea and a Sinclair Smith. Today it was the other way around, and I think it worked well. And, you know, we've got to see who's fit now for Tuesday night and look at the recovery stats on the pods, and the 11 that are the fittest will go out on Tuesday night.
I mean, you broke the deadlock in the end, but they did seem well organised and certainly determined to get bodies in the way, which they did. Apart from that one time, is going to be the key, finding how we best unlock that back line of theirs.
They're not fifth in the National North for no reason. You know, they're a good side. They've had a couple of years of indifferent football, but like you said, they're organised, they're resolute, they're a good side, and take nothing for granted. You know, just because we've got them back at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday doesn't mean that's an automatic win for FC United. We're probably going to do the similar and more than what we've done today, because they won't want to go out of the FA Cup to a side lower than them, the banana skin. They'll come to us refreshed, got a couple of lads back in. So, you know, we've got to defend the same way. We've got to be brave, but we've got to impose our style of play like we've done today. We haven't changed, and, you know, that's not us being egotistical or arrogant. That's the way we play, and we got some joy off it today.
Well, it's good on the eye. I'm sure, I mean, the Blyth supporters like their football. They've probably gone home tonight, and I think they'll be honest themselves. You know, we're the better team, we're FC United, the better footballing team. But a little bit of a stat, fantastic here, FC United. Blyth have got a better record at against us away from home than they do here.
So again, we can put
that to.
Yeah.
But it gives you 3 days for nightmares.
No, it does give me 3 days for nightmares. The thing is, you know, when we got to the first round last season, we had to kind of stumble our way at times. And, you know, we've had it hit in different form with the Bootle game and, you know, two games. And now we've got another two games here. But you know, at the end of 90, 120 minutes or penalties, whatever happens on Tuesday, I'm sure the side that deserves to go through will do. And, you know, whichever side that will be, I hope it's our side. then, you know, we deserve our place in the next round. But well, like you say, for as poor as we were against Bootle, we were magnificent today. So it is our playing against sides league below you, because they raise again. We've raised ours today. We've got to raise it again on Tuesday and hopefully, you know, be victorious.
But have we raised our game today, or we're just playing off the back of a really good performance against Bamber Bridge, opposed to actually having to raise our game? Because you wouldn't know if you were a neutral here today that these two teams were in different divisions.
We're playing the way I want us to play. You know, you can see what we do. Split centre halves, get full backs high, get Potts and Jones on the ball, get it into the 10, get your wingers high. We do it every single game, and some days it works and you get all the plaudits. Some days you get criticised and people say you should be playing 4-4-2, you know, but it's about opinions, isn't it, football? And all we did today was play the way we play football, and we won't change that, you know, we won't change that. And at the end of the day, if one day that's not good enough, it's on me, it's not on anybody else. But, you know, it's attractive, it's a good style of play. The lads, the current squad, enjoy playing that way. We're not a massive side that booms the ball back to front. And we get, I think we get relatively a lot of joy off that. So great fans today, you know, to come all this way, in traffic as well on the way up, 3-4 hour journey, to not stop singing for 90 minutes. It's, you know, it's fantastic. To be manager of this football club is amazing. See that away form is away, amazing. So I won't do a Guardiola. I don't want to get shut down here. It'd be great to see Broadhurst Park rocking on Tuesday night. A bit of 12th man for us. So hopefully we'll see everyone there on Tuesday.